This message is brought to you by Apple Card. Shave ice by the beach. A trip to the state fair. And a throwback flick at the local drive-in. They're more than just items to check off the summer bucket list. They're also opportunities to earn 2% daily cash back when you use your Apple Card with Apple Pay. Apply for Apple Card now and use in minutes with Apple Pay. Subject to credit approval, Apple Card is issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Terms and more at applecard.com.
Morning decisions. How about a creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or a sweet vanilla? Smooth caramel maybe? Or a white chocolate mocha? Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Find Starbucks frappuccino drinks wherever you buy your groceries.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Hot garbage.
Tua Tagovailoa,
hot garbage.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Is the only two words to describe the way the Falcons looked in those two drives.
Fumble on the snap. Tagovailoa jumps on it.
Today's guests. Pro Football Hall of Famer Drew Brees. ESPN NBA insider Ramona Shelburne. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We're back here in our usual spot in Los Angeles, California, and also on your radio dial or potentially your streaming world here on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We say hello to everybody out there. 888-44-204-RICH, number to dial. Drew Brees on the program. Ramona Shelburne is going to join us to see what's going on down the street at the Lakers headquarters, just to see if somehow, some way, Logan Roy stopped by. we're gonna check in on what's going on with the sale of the Los Angeles Lakers.
You are not serious people.
Correct. I mean, it seems like an episode of Succession is happening down the street. We're gonna check in on all of that. And then there's you, for you to check in with us, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Tons of injuries already happening in the National Football League, no doubt affecting your fantasy league if you went ahead and started drafting already. So we're going to keep an eye on that. Chris Brockman's got a news update later. We've got an Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday segment, the Overreaction Monday pod out there for everybody to take in. Chris and I recorded it before yesterday's program, sitting there on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, or however you get your podcast. All 3 hours of this show can be made, is made available that way too. RichEisenShop.com for things like this mug and t-shirts and hats and all that other good stuff. How are you, Chris? Good
Rich,
to see
I'm
you,
great.
Brockman.
What's up, man? How's it going?
Mike Del Tufo, good to see you, man.
Good morning.
You're wearing your Dodger hat today.
Yeah.
Did you get that from Kyle Tucker?
No.
He has no idea what to refer to. Such a diehard Dodger fan.
I saw what happened. Okay. He wasn't good last
He wasn't good.
Wasn't good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unfortunately for Kyle and Dodger fans, that's an evergreen comment these days. Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson. What's going on, brother?
You know, I don't watch Succession, as I told you guys, but the amount of Succession clips that have just been in my social media feed yesterday, I feel like I've got the first 2.5 seasons covered.
I'm jealous that you have yet to start.
Yeah, but I haven't.
I remember watching Succession for the first time with Susie, and the two of us, as soon as it was over, that we watched it from jump. Mm-hmm. First episode, first, you know, season. Yeah. And we're like, why should we continue watching this? These people are all horrible people.
That was
like
my thought. That's why.
Like, why in the world? Why should I be interested? No, you know what? We'll give it one more time. And then next episode, they were equally as horrible. We're like, I don't get this. We don't understand it. Well, just one last chance. And then episode 3 launched like a rocket ship and then just kept going until it left the atmosphere and the entire solar system. It's that good.
It's good.
At any rate, good to see everybody out there today. You know what? There's a bunch of signings that have happened as well. We're going to hit on all that throughout the program. But every single year, as you know, teams that made the playoffs the year before, for whatever reason, regress, get the injury bug that hits them, And on average, you know, 4 to 6 new playoff teams a year. Sometimes the entire playoff field from the year before that comes back in the National Football League the following year, half of it switches, half of it changes. So we decided, you know what, to heck with it. And maybe it should light a phone line up or not. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Chris, TJ, and I have each taken our best stab, thrown a dart at a board like Ted Lasso. We might hit a bullseye, spoiler alert, or we might miss. Don't know. Best guess, one team in each conference who's going to make it after having missed it the year before, and which team it will replace. Because you can't just say, oh, I think this team's going to make the playoffs, when they would supplant somebody that made it from the year before.
Right.
Okay. Christopher Brockman, what do you have over there?
All right.
And I'll just say this. I decided, since you know how I feel about the Chiefs.
Sure.
Everybody also knows how I feel about the Cowboys. I'm just going to say right off the bat, I didn't choose either one of them.
Okay.
Because
wow.
I decided.
Shocker.
I know that because I didn't want to be accused of the usual.
Okay.
And of course, everybody who's now listening to Overreaction Monday, let's talk about Aaron Donald every single week. I'm assuming these are the Niner fans that are in our comment section. They are the word glaze has been used a lot. I don't think they mean Jay Glazer's nickname either. Trust me, for all of you fans who think that I am a passionate Rams fan now.
Passionate
Rams. Trust me, I'd put them in back in three times over if I could, because that's just the way I feel about them.
You know, the one and two all and right. three seeds.
But you know the drill.
Okay,
I'm assuming, plus I assumed if I chose the Cowboys, then TJ would have. I've been told by Mike Hoskins, who received all of our information, our guesses,
yep.
says there's a lot of variety.
Oh, yeah. Variety.
So that
Spice
means
of life.
It is like that. So, Mike, can you provide us with whatever theme music you so choose?
Mm.
Chris, you're going to go first with somebody in the American Football Conference
okay.
that's in and then out.
You want me to go in first or out first?
I think you need to, whatever you want to do.
I'm going to go out first. And I'm going the Houston Texans.
Wow.
Ooh. I am out on CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
I think that he is playing for his contract future. And I don't see it. Yeah, the defense is awesome, but I'm not sure the offense is going to be able to keep up. And I like one team to come out of that division to make the playoffs, and that's Jacksonville, but they made it last year.
Okay.
And the team that's in, I'm going to say the Cincinnati Bengals are in this
okay.
year. I like the offense to stay healthy and put up all the points that we've expected. And I like the defense to be slightly above terrible.
Okay.
And that's going to be good enough to get to 10 wins and make the playoffs.
So the Texans were a wild card team last year.
Yeah.
They're out, replaced in the wild card by the Bengals. You think they win their division?
I think the Bengals are a wild card.
Got it. Very good. Thank you so much. TJ, I highly disagree with your Houston Texans take. Just a little pushback. That's your opinion, and I appreciate it.
Sure.
Their defense is so damn good.
It is.
And
not saying it's not.
I like the Montgomery signing. I think the running game's going to be better than it was last year. And then I'm assuming Tank Dell comes back. The rookies that they drafted last year are going to be better at the receiver position. Nico Collins is one of the best when healthy. And I think Stroud plays well enough for them to make the
playoffs. This is a don't pass bet on Stroud.
Understood. TJ Jefferson.
Yes, sir.
Team out in the American Football Conference that was in the playoffs last year.
Team out. You know, it's funny you were saying about worrying about people getting on you. You got to understand, no matter what we say, someone's going to get mad at
you. Thank you for that.
That's so, true. And that's fine.
That's true.
The team I'm picking to be out, I'm not picking them to be out, Chris, based upon anything that they've done bad. It's just that someone else got better. So the team that I'm saying is out are our neighbors, Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh,
whoa. Whoa.
Look, I understand. I understand what they've done. We got the offensive line is fortified.
It.
I know Mike is in there. Mike McDaniel's in there.
Yeah.
And I love Amari and Hampton. He won me my fantasy league last year. And Herbert, you know, he is Justin Herbert, right? But just don't think they have it this year because of the team I'm putting in.
Chiefs?
Number 15 is that man, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Number 15 is that man. And until someone else You know, Ric Flair famously says to be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo! Until somebody takes that title of best quarterback in the world away from 15, that means they're always viable. That means they're always in the game and they always got a chance. And as long as he stays healthy, the Chiefs are going to chief, man. So
I'm with you on that, obviously. Do the Chiefs win the division or supplant the Chargers as a wild card team behind the Broncos?
Ooh, now that brings me to the Broncos, right? Because I think they're really good. I don't know that they overtake the Broncos.
Okay, thank you.
They do make the playoffs.
Good to know. All right, here's my AFC team. And this is under the category of I need to see it. Well, I need to see it first. And I think they've got good enough players to make me eat crow. How does that sound?
Ooh.
But if I had to choose, I think the Steelers miss it.
Ooh.
I think there's a lot of changes, even though McCarthy and Rodgers are on the same page. And they did add some explosiveness. They could be better. They could actually be better and make a run. But I just think there's a difficulty here and a bar that's raised. Mm. And they damn near almost missed it last year, as we all know.
Yeah.
And the team that did just miss it last year, I think, gets back in. I'm very excited about what Jesse Minter is bringing to the Ravens.
Okay.
And I'm very excited about the new offensive coordinator that comes from the Ben Johnson system and what he can do for Lamar. I'm also thinking that the Ravens defense with Minter there is going to get plussed up. And the run game, you know how I feel about Yoani, your Penn Stater that got drafted. I think the run game's going to be better. I think the offense is going to be more dynamic. I think Lamar is going to have a great year. And I think the Ravens are back in it. So
okay,
that's where I'm going in the AFC. But you know I'm a big Steeler honk. I just think we talk about them all the time on this show. I just need to kind of see it first before I believe it.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Ravens to win the North. I'm with you there.
All right, now it's time for the NFC. By the way, 844-204-RICH, number to dial, have any opinion on what we're saying. And you call with somebody in and somebody out too, and we'll give our opinion on top of it. Chris, the National Football Conference team that is out.
Let's go.
And replaced by, go for it.
I actually think this is a pretty easy one.
Oh.
I'm going Panthers out. I think they got kind of lucky last year to sneak into the playoffs. I know they gave the Rams a good game, but
okay.
I'm out on Carolina this year. And I'm buying the Saints. I'm buying the Saints to win the South.
Wow.
I'm in on Shuck. I know bad news on Jordan Tyson here, but you know, he's only going to miss the first, you know, few games. And I like the backfield.
You don't like the Bucs? You're not choosing the Bucs out of all the teams. Bucs, Falcons? I know that they look terrible on Friday night.
The Falcons need to bottom out and get an actual franchise quarterback. And then the Bucs is just
out.
I don't know. The way the Bucs finished last year, that left a bad taste in my mouth. I'm kind of in on the Saints sleeper train this year, and I think maybe they go 9-8, but I think that's going to be good enough to win the South and get in.
All right, TJ, who's out so the Cowboys can get in?
All right, for as different as we were for the AFC, NFC, Chris, I'm right with you, the Panthers, because I picked, when you were gone, Seth Rollins was hosting, I picked the Saints as my sleeper team. So therefore,
okay,
I think the Panthers are going to drop out. They've definitely improved, but I just don't have that feeling.
All right, so who's in? Well, you put the Cowboys in with the Panthers out. That, you know, that's
kind of.
Well, the Cowboys aren't going to win the NFC South.
They won't, but I believe that the Saints are winning the South.
Okay,
and I think the Bucks right there with them.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is, like, you're putting the Cowboys in,
mm-hmm,
and you're taking a team out, but the team that's out. Okay, so I guess you're saying that the Panthers get supplanted in the South.
Yes.
Okay, two teams didn't make it from the South last year. You see what I'm saying? It's like you're kind of avoiding the issue of who the Cowboys are forcing out. But that's fine. That's where you want to go.
Well, the Panthers did make the playoffs.
They did, but the team that would cause them to not make it would be the one that supplants them atop their division. Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So if you're putting the Panthers out, somebody's going to have to be knocked out in addition.
Let's take the Eagles out. Come on.
By the Cowboys.
Teach. I guess we didn't think this through
as
much.
Tell me why the Cowboys are making it, other than the fact that you like waving their flag on television.
Well, you know, what's there not to like? An offense that's returning all 11 starters, a new, fresh approach to defense.
Okay.
Some new players. Caleb Downs. Now we got Von Miller to add intelligence and leadership and a Super Bowl winning pedigree to this team. We don't have to be the best defense in the world. We all know this. We just got to be a little bit better than we were before.
Okay. And I am going to piss some people off right now.
Uh-oh.
Because they're good every year. I mean, every year. And I love their coach, too. But they finished really poorly last year. And I'm wondering what's going on with Josh Jacobs. And I'm wondering...
Ooh, back in practice today.
I got it. But, I mean... It's not health that I'm concerned about.
Sure.
and then I'm wondering about who's catching it. And I know that's a question every damn year. Every damn year for the Packers. And I do love Jordan Love. But I'm just wondering if the Packers fell and could not get up last year. So I'm concerned that they don't make it this year. Mm. And if they don't, I'm putting the Detroit Lions in.
Ooh.
Drew Petzing's offense is going to be right there in the hot seat and on the spot, and I think it's going to work. I don't know why. I just do. Jahmyr Gibbs with a bell cow around him and Dan Campbell right there on the sideline. Everybody thinks their window is closed. Nobody's talking about him about that. Everybody thinks their time has passed by, which would be a problem for them because they have gone all in on a ton of long-term contracts for a ton of talented people otherwise.
We're going to have a great day today.
Packers out, Lions in the NFC.
Packers out.
No, I know. I know. It's been a long time since they've been out. So maybe I'm wrong. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. Phone lines are all lit. Let's take a break. Drew Brees is going to join us next. I don't know if you're aware. He just got into the Hall of Fame.
Hey,
oh, yeah, there's a photograph of that as proof. Drew Brees next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. On my shows, we talk a lot about what happens in the spotlight, the games, the highlights, and the moments that get replayed and debated. But in any successful operation, what happens behind the scenes matters just as much. Small businesses are no different. Payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, and all the details that keep things moving may not be the most visible part of the job, but they still have to be handled right. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Drew Pearson 100% believes it. Like, that's it. Like,
let's go with it. We're going with it.
It's a fact to him. And by the way, Cliff Harris was sitting in front of him. And as we're about to take off, Cliff Harris turns around to him and goes, "This is one of the only times you've ever gotten past me." You know, and I just love moments like that. What about from you being amongst all of these guys who are now peers? You're now a peer of theirs, an immortal peer. Yeah. Do you have one of those moments where you just saw Hall of Famers interacting with each other and like, that's pretty cool? Anything like that?
Yeah, it's I feel like, man, there's a lot of there's a ton of camaraderie, and I still feel like there's some rivalry, you know? I mean, as far as just the legendary matchups that we saw between a lot of these guys, you know, growing up. And then even like my class of guys, I mean, I could not ask for a more unbelievable class of guys. Like Roger has been so awesome. I think just collectively as a group, like we have developed such a love and appreciation for Roger, his entire family, like his journey, seeing how happy, like genuinely happy all of his teammates were to see him going in. And I think we would all say, man, it's been a long time coming, right? For a guy who had such immense contributions to the game of football and to his team in that era with the Niners. But, you know, Larry Fitzgerald's always been one of my favorite guys, you know, throughout the league. And Adam Vinatieri, of course, like two Hall of Fame careers basically on two different teams. But Luke Kuechly, you talk about like kind of rivalries.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the guy who legitimately every year was like, how do we get past Luke Kuechly if we want to win this division? And now all of a sudden we're going in the same Hall of Fame class. So the relationship that we've been able to develop, I mean, truly this brotherhood that'll last, you know, for the rest of our lives.
And Drew Brees here on the Rich Eisen Show, courtesy of DirecTV for Business. My favorite part of your speech, Drew, was you telling the story when you're with the Chargers and you're in a film room and your coaches basically say to you, how come, you know, you didn't connect with your receiver? And you said, because I couldn't see him. And, you know, obviously you're not 6'5", but you're a first ballot Hall of Famer, and how that moment caused you to replay the moment in your head. You weren't going to use it as an excuse anymore. And the thing that really hit me is one of the guys in the room is the current coach of the Dallas Cowboys and Brian Schottenheimer. And I'm like, man, I did not know that story. And I really appreciate you sharing that, because it was that really a moment like an epiphany, a turning point hinge moment for you in your career, Drew?
1,000%. You know, that 2003 year was a really tough year. You know, I was benched three times, and, you know, was really trying to find myself as a player and figure out, you know, what it was going to take, you know, and I'd never had to go through something like that as an athlete. You know, I'd always been the starter, always been the guy, always been, you know, the one with the ball in his hands, you know, that everybody relied on in crunch time. And now all of a sudden I'm being told, you know, hey, you're not good enough right now. You got to go sit on the bench, you know? And so, man, huge shot to the ego. But again, you go one of two ways. You either go in the tank and you let it affect what's going to happen next, or you say, no, you know what? Darn right. Like, I need to get better. I need to improve. And so I'm going to take a look at every aspect of my game, my preparation, you know, my training habits, my sleep habits, my diet, my recovery, you know, everything. I need mentors. You know, I realized that I didn't have exactly, you know, all the people that I needed to help guide me or advise me. And so I developed a lot of mentors, Tom House, Todd Durkin, during that offseason, in order to get to a point where, man, I just not only, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, but man, my leadership, my assertiveness, you know, just the way that I thought about myself, the way that I was going to conduct every aspect of, you know, myself as a quarterback of that team. And, you know, I think truly getting to a point where, hey, I'm just not going to make any excuses, right? Like I'm going to find a way. And even if it's a way that, you know, other people don't have to deal with that because they've got different, you know, physical abilities or traits. Like I have to find a way to play this game, to play it well, to play it effectively with, you know, the gifts that God's given me. And so being a shorter quarterback, what do? You throw through lanes, you anticipate. I got to know coverage stone cold. I got to know where people are, even if I can't see them. You know, I got to create my own timing and rhythm, right? And, you know, that's the job of the defense, is to throw me off a timing rhythm. It's my job to keep myself on rhythm. You know, I tried to address a lot of these things in the speech because I felt like it was probably things that people had never heard or never heard in that way. And I feel like it would be really enlightening for people to know and understand what it's like playing the quarterback position, but certainly, you know, from my perspective.
Well, I mean, I made a note of it mentally, knowing that I would at some point talk to you, whether it was on camera or off, and I'd wanted to hit you on that, as well as the fact that Brian Schottenheimer has got a heck of a team in front of him here. And a lot of people thought when the Cowboys hired him, it's like, okay, we're going to get somebody who Jerry Jones can sort of have his way with, in all honesty, you know. And he's really grown into a role. Like, and when you told that story, I'm like, man, he's son of Marty, who's been kind of marinating for this moment for like a quarter century. And I think, like, this could be his moment, Drew, and I'd love to get your two cents on that.
Yeah, so first off, I've got such a great relationship with Brian Schottenheimer. You know, he was my quarterback coach for 4 years with the San Diego Chargers from 02 to 05. You know, we're close in age. You know, he's about 4 years older than me, but, you know, he was a great mentor for me. And look, I feel like we grew up in a lot of ways in this league together. You know, I was a young starter in this league trying to establish myself. He was a young coach trying to establish himself. And then he went on to become a play caller in a lot of places, you know, with the New York Jets, with the St. Louis Rams, and a few other places. Had opportunities to become a head coach at times, turned it down because it wasn't quite the right opportunity. Maybe felt like that opportunity had passed him by. And all of a sudden he is the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And I think in so many cases, that decision was made because of his relationship with Dak Prescott and because of his ability to lead that team. Look, let's be honest. I think Dallas, the Cowboys, has had this reputation as being a little bit dysfunctional, you know, and having a lot of talent and yet just distractions. And then how do we get past all this stuff and, you know, keep the main thing the main thing? And I think what Brian has been able to do is come in and, first off, I think there's a great connection he has with Dak. I think I think the players, you know, really a lot of his messaging and a lot of his experience, they resonate with him. Like, they appeal to those players. And he has created an incredible atmosphere. I visited them this offseason. I'm going to go to the Saints Cowboys practice here in a couple hours to watch them. So I get the sense that, man, there's an energy and there's an excitement there, but there's a focus around what needs to be done in order to be successful and to go win and to kind of take this thing to the next level, to get over the hump. And I think he's the perfect guy to do it.
I got one more football question for you, and then I'd love to know what you're doing with DirecTV for Business before I send you on your day. You're the perfect guy to ask. Sean Payton surprised a lot of people by saying he's given up play calling and he's handed it off. How do you think he's going to handle that during the season, Drew? How do you think that's going to go?
I think it's going to be tough, man. He's wired to call plays. At the same time, I think it's a pivotal time in his career because I think what he realizes is, man, look, a huge part of being a head coach is developing your other coaches. And it seems like, you know, I don't know Davis Webb that well, but everything I've heard about Davis Webb is that he's like the next generation, and he's an incredible coach, somebody that Bo Nix gets along with really, really well. And this is Sean Payton's opportunity to now develop, you know, Davis Webb as the next play caller, you know, a great offensive coordinator, maybe potentially a head coach in this league elsewhere. I mean, I think that's what the realization you have as a coach is that, man, I want to develop this tree of guys. Like, if I'm doing a great job, that other teams are going to come and start to pluck my guys. Well, I don't want to lose Davis Webb, man. I'm going to now empower him to become a great, great play caller. In a lot of ways, though, I think it does free Sean Payton up. And I think that's the way he should look at it and will look at it is, you know, look, Sean is a bit of a micromanager, right? Like, he wants to have his hands and attention on everything, like every aspect of the building. And so I think that will allow him to maybe just be a little bit more relaxed on game day and be able to truly manage and like CEO. You know, he's got incredible assistant coaches around him that he's assembled to coach that team. But, man, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, he's still the same guy. I don't know if you saw, he laid the Broncos laid it on the Falcons in a preseason game, and he's talking about fans showing up dressed as empty seats like he's still got the Florida Lee on his shirt, man. Like, you know, he just only knows one speed.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think that's ever going to leave him.
That's certainly not. What are you doing with DirecTV for Business before I let you go? True.
Yeah, so I'm an owner and partner in Walk On Sports Bistro, which is one of the fastest growing franchise sports bar concepts in the country. I've been a partner for 10 years. We're growing throughout the country, and everybody comes to walk-ons for our Louisiana inspired cuisine. Very family friendly. Bring the little league teams after the game, date night, family. But it's because also, man, the sports that we have on TV, the energy, the environment, the excitement, and we have a huge partnership with DirecTV for Business, where we can play every game that's happening around the country. As well as, you know, not just for football season, but basketball season, hockey, baseball, you know, huge events like the Masters, you know, Kentucky Derby, you name it. So they've been an unbelievable partner, and they help us create that atmosphere and excitement that we wanted walk-ons.
DirecTV.com/for business for anybody who's curious for more. Hey, man, part of my my gig that is that I cherish. You mentioned that story in 2003 for you. NFL Network started that year. So I've known you for a long, long time. And the fact that I get to be there and announce your name while you get a jacket and be there front row seat and see your wife, who I met at your charity tournament 2 decades ago. And then your kids, that little boy with those big headsets on his head, is now a grown man watching you go in with the rest of your kids. Congrats, brother. Really.
It's awesome. Thank you.
You bet, man. Hope to see you again soon, real soon.
Yes, definitely.
There goes Drew Brees, everybody. Pro Football Congrats. Hall of Famer, first ballot guy, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, we have that soundbite because I made sure we cut it for our show after he went in case you missed it. This is the story that he told, and I love the speeches in the Hall of Fame about journeys. Right, Irv always talks about distance traveled. And here's a guy out of Purdue, second round choice, with all of those records at Purdue, mm-hmm. you know, and he's having some success, but also struggling. And this is the year before the Chargers said, you know what? We're going to take Eli anyway. We're going to piss him off, and then we'll flip him to the Giants for Phillip Rivers. And this is what was building into that. And Brees had this moment from which he clearly never looked back.
Thank you to Coach Cam Cameron and Brian Schottenheimer, offensive coordinator and quarterback coach for the Chargers. I'll never forget a film session in 2003. I was coming off a tough game, and as we watched the tape together, they asked me the question, hey, why didn't you throw to this receiver? He was wide open. To which my response was, I couldn't see him. The tape paused. There was a moment of silence. They glared at me and said, it's your job to see. You reach a point in your career when you stop making excuses. It's usually a moment or an event where you flip a switch or make a very conscious decision, and it becomes part of your being. They were right, and never again would those words or thoughts come out of my mouth. I would need to find a way to play the game a little bit different, even if it was in a way that had not been done before. It would shape me for what came next, New Orleans.
Yeah, and obviously he didn't look back from there, and yada, yada, yada. He's now joining Bob Greasy, Len Dawson, as fellow quarterbacks from Purdue in the Hall of Fame. Rod Woodson.
That's right.
Right. So, and I just love that story. And Cam Cameron coached at Indiana as a head coach. Dolphins fans know him for an unfortunate couple of years at the helm there. He's a Bo Schembechler acolyte. So he coached at Michigan. He's an excellent coach. He just didn't have success in the league as a head coach. Your guy, man. Your guy.
There was a video that was going around social media. I think it was actually on Facebook. It was an old game where Drew threw a pass, a touchdown pass. They were Saints were playing the Cowboys, and, yeah. the camera just stops on Schottenheimer. And everyone in the comments was like, wait a second, is that Shotty?
Yeah.
Just looking young. And, yeah, so he's definitely come a long way.
He's – and, again, I just loved seeing him at the Combine, you know, 1 year into being a head coach of the Cowboys. He's got an infectiousness of his, you know, excitement.
Yeah.
And if he tells Dak the same truths, I mean, that's...
He's got to be.
You have to assume.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to assume.
And it's also about how you receive it.
Like you're ready. And the fact
that
they're...
You can receive that information the way Drew Brees did.
No question.
Right.
No question. Where he's just basically like, okay, I've got some work cut out for me here. Mm-hmm. And he went about it and he did it to ultimate success.
Man.
And I just heard that story, and I thought to myself, when I speak to him again, I got to ask him about Brian Schottenheimer, because he's your guy right now, and they are sitting on a terrific roster. And you could see already, if George Pickens is walking around saying, let's run sprints, everybody, without being asked, and then tell the Rams, go, you know, laugh all you want. Nothing to see here. Don't look at us.
Mind your business.
I mean, if Pickens is turning around like that,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard to
I don't want to hype you up anymore. You know,
I'm trying to keep my.
It's exciting. You should be excited.
My expectations.
You should be really excited. 844-204 Rich is the number to dial. Let's take a break. We'll come back and phone calls. Phone lines are lit. And you made him cry too, TJ.
I mean,
you made him cry.
That is true.
Rich Eisen here. We talk a lot about battles in sports. Teams battling through adversity, athletes fighting for every yard. The toughest warriors I've ever seen, though, aren't on the field. They're kids fighting cancer. Their families standing beside them. Doctors, nurses, caregivers. That's why I'm proud to support Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 28 years, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research, raising more than $303 million and supporting over 40,000 children. Learn more and donate at HyundaiUSA.com/HopeOnWheels. Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high-interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required, and with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debtplay. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debtplay.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
The first time with LinkedIn Hiring Pro. Get started by posting a free job at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. Everybody. All right, phone lines are lit. We started the show with teams that are going to be out of the playoffs after being in last year, and then we chose a replacement for them. Let's go to Mr. Jones in Atlanta.
Oh,
is this the
Jones.
is this the Counting Crows, Mr. Jones, or is that a different one?
Well,
no, this is the Black Jerry Jones. Anyway.
Yeah. All right.
I'm like the Black Jerry Jones.
All right. All right, Mr. Jones in Atlanta, you've got one in and then one out.
They call me Mr. Jones.
So, speaking of Jerry Jones, I definitely got the Cowboys in. This is their best window to get in if they're going to ever get in since 1996.
Ooh. Okay.
This is their best window they were ever going to have again to get in.
So, who's out?
Now, unfortunately, I want to say the Eagles. But I'm such a Jalen Hurts fan, and he's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to say who's out this year will be the Detroit – I mean, not the Detroit Lions, the Chicago Bears.
The Bears are out.
I think Caleb's going to regress 1 year. Ooh. They got the book on him. Last year he had – you know what I'm saying? He had an exceptional season.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But people seem to discredit how powerful DJ Moore was on that team. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I really think the loss of DJ Moore is going to be big over there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I really believe that. And I'm going to lie, I'm with the Who That Boys on the low, because I don't know how Baker's going to play this season. Is Baker's going to be like, man, y'all don't want to pay me, the hell with you? Or, you know what I'm saying, and he's going to be vindictive and pull a Baker and be like, you know what, I'm going to throw for 40 touchdowns and 10 interceptions, take this team back to the playoffs, and now I want $60 million. So y'all better pay me now, you're going to really have to pay me later.
Look at that.
Ooh,
thank you, sir. There you go. There goes Mr. Jones in Atlanta.
Like,
here's one thing for the Bears that they need to replicate. Well, two things. Not to give away my four downs coming up on them, which I believe is tomorrow. They pulled a lot out of the hat in the fourth quarter last year.
Yep.
Right? But part of the reason why they could pull a lot out of the hat in the fourth quarter is they led the league in plus minus 22. They were plus 22. Can they come close to that?
Right.
Can they replicate that? They might not have to if they are now ahead in the second quarter, if they have blowouts.
Blowouts and shutouts, baby.
Lots of shutouts. But, yeah. I mean, that's one thing about the Bears. But yeah. I'd be surprised if they're not making it again. That would definitely be a shocker. Willingham in Virginia. Let's line six, Mikey. What's up, Willingham?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I think the Chargers are going to be out and Kansas City is going to be in because Kansas City don't no longer have the target on their back. They got a chip on their shoulder. I said the Dallas Cowboys, they're going to be in. Philadelphia is going to be out. See, this is the year for the Cowboys. Cowboys are sucking the wagon. Jerry Jones leaving everybody alone, and they headed to California. If y'all see the defense that the Cowboys going to produce this year, the defense going to be better than the offense, and they're going to run the table.
Ooh.
I'm guaranteed the Cowboys will win 17 straight games.
Whoa.
Remember my name, and TG, and keep your receipt.
Willingham, yes! Let's go.
I was going to say, do you want to play the win-loss game? You
still, hold up. That's even better.
That's a phone drop.
That's a phone drop.
That's not my fault.
No, that was a phone drop. That's old school. That's taking a phone and going.
That's like, yep.
Click.
That, we hear dial tone. Yes. It's old school.
Willingham.
Willingham sounded like he was on a landline, too. That was like an old school phone call right there.
Said it with his chest.
He was like, see ya.
Damn.
Come on.
Hey.
Hello.
Like it.
Good one.
Willingham said run the table.
Run at 17 and 0, man.
17 and 0, man.
I mean, they should. That team.
Well, I mean, they just added Von Miller. You know what I'm saying? And Jerry, after, you know, like taking a little quick victory lap on that, and Von Miller says they might not be done. They, you know, what is this?
I said that yesterday.
The ducks are quacking. They need to be fed.
Shucky ducky. Yeah. Quack, quack.
Hit it.
Well, I think it's fair to say that if we could improve it, which is almost a cliche, we would, because, again, I'm even more excited today than I was when we started camp, that our team is going to be one that if we can have some things go right for us, avoid some injury, we could really be something that we all want to be, and that's a team that's competing for the big game. So bottom line is the answer is yes. If we saw something that would help us any place, we'd do it.
I got to be honest with you, okay?
Please do.
Normally when Jerry's talking this time of year, I'm thinking two words. I'm thinking flim and flam. You know what I mean? There's a little flim flam.
I got to admit, sometimes my eyes roll so far in the back of my head I can see.
Yes, and you're like, really? How do you believe that? Or
all in.
You
know, remember all in? Remember that?
All in.
That whole
all
summer?
Hey.
All in.
You
drove
all in. And all
drove
in.
Me crazy with that.
His definition of all in, people in Texas would be like, hold, sir. That ain't all in my estimation.
You
tortured me. Or, hey. A handshake between player and owner, I mean, that's like, you might as well just call that a blood oath.
Right.
And I'm going to hold it against a kid in his mid-20s. No matter how talented he is, I'm going to send him out. And you're just sitting here like, really?
What are we doing?
Because, I mean, you're telling me it's raining, but it's a blue sky out there in Ojai and Oxford, you know? That's where you sit here this time of year and listen to Jerry Jones talk about his team and his roster.
Normally, yes.
This year, I don't want to even go high register. This year, he's kind of right. He's kind of right.
We're hoping.
Hey, two of the best receivers in the business together right there.
Pew, pew.
One of the best in the business at playing quarterback when he keeps the interceptions down and he's healthy. All right? The tight end. I did my research yesterday for other reasons.
You really did. You really did.
In our best ball league, some guy who I've never heard of is starting to talk about how I draft. Gave me a grade of like a failing grade.
It was a C+.
What? That's failing to me.
I got through college with that.
I chose Jake Ferguson in the 9th round. And he...
Good blocker.
Good blocker. The guy had the third most catches in the league at the position and the second most touchdowns. So he's there back there again. You got the two running backs, Javonte Williams, and let's hope Jaden Blue is actually a little bit better.
I don't care which one it is.
Okay.
One. We got a few.
Defensively, they are light years
better. Than last year. Yeah.
And they got a guy who could split the uprights in AT&T Stadium from Oxnard.
Yeah. Do not discount that.
You can get 3 points on the defense. Let's say the defense plays well. Mm-hmm. They get good field position. The Cowboys start on their own 35. They get one first down and a couple more yards. You can get 3 points out of that.
They're in field goal range.
Seriously.
Just by crossing.
You can get 3 points out of that.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm sitting here thinking.
Normally,
that's Barnum right there. That's Barnum talking. That's the greatest showman.
Well, you know,
from now on.
You know, I love calling him Geppetto Jones because of the way he manipulates.
But this is different. Now, 17-0 Willingham.
Yeah, I mean, that's
in Virginia.
That's a bold statement.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I don't think that guy's going to be on the radio this year.
Nope.
That guy who's like, I don't have the patience.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today, is what he says to his to the radio hosts who have him on once a week.
His baby needs a new pair of shoes, and you don't play with that shoe money.
He wants another Super Bowl so bad.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. The reason why he's adding two is, I don't know. He could be looking down at his driver's license and seeing a born on date.
Yeah.
And like, now is the time. Like, this is it. I've got the roster. I've got.
Yeah.
How about this? I think he's got the coach.
I'm hoping the coach is.
I know that because you're talking about the new defensive coordinator. You got to spin that thing up, man.
I hear nothing but good things about this.
I hate to say it, but Dallas is. I'm scared.
I mean, it's out there. I don't.
DJ.
I don't want to.
Looking good.
I don't want to overreact.
He's looking good.
They could also go 8-9. No,
by the way, but that's the NFL. You could say that pretty much about most teams.
But their schedule is
tough.
I know what their schedule is.
Difficult.
Their schedule's difficult. So is the schedule's difficult for a lot of teams. Okay.
But if they
but what you need is to score points, and make sure that that's enough.
Yeah.
And it looks like they've got that this year.
That's where they lack.
If they're healthy.
Comes down to that.
Yeah.
But how about it, man? I'm listening to Jerry Jones and I'm like nodding my head as opposed to shaking it.
Right.
Which is a new sensation.
In the summertime.
To say the least.
Good in excess.
On that front.
In excess, right, Mike?
Yeah. In excess.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
In ESPN's wild world of college football, every Saturday begins with a ritual. And then, the migration turns to mayhem. Predators hunt, territories are defended, rivals clash. In this wild world, legends are unleashed on Saturdays. No one brings you closer to the wild than ESPN. College football on ESPN kicks off August 28th. Witness the wild on ABC, ESPN, and the ESPN app.